Welcome back to another episode of the Hip Hop Social Worker Podcast. I am Christopher Scott, your host. And it's week five of the government shutdown. You know, people, it's getting real. People are working. They're getting their first $0 paychecks. They said another one's coming next week. You know, I really didn't know what to think about it. I know people weren't getting paid, but I really didn't think about like how this could have an effect on industries, like people not being able to pay their mortgages, or their loans that they got from banks. Banks got to figure out what to do. You know what I'm saying? All these other businesses got to figure out what to do. It could really cause a ripple effect on the economy. I know my wife, she works for a bank, and you know, they had a meeting about you know, how to figure out how to not be hit so hard when they're not getting, you know, their mortgage payments. I mean, they could always foreclose on the house, but you really don't want to foreclose on a house. You want to keep that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially if a person can do it, you want to keep those payments current, because it's probably less stressful than, you know, dealing with a foreclosure. But the thing that really that I got from this shutdown is, you know, when we have these meetings about equity and equality and stuff, you know, like especially when you work for a school district, you work for a public service place, you have these meetings about equity and equality and things like that. Why it's important for the people you represent to be in the room, you know, follow me here. So the Congress, you know, can't pass the bill or whatever, you know, because shutdowns happen, you know, they happen in the government. But in the process of that happening, you know, the government shuts down and workers can't get paid. Now, I wasn't there when this rule was made, but I'm going to assume that when the rule was made, that the government workers, either there wasn't a lot or they weren't invited, because it doesn't sound like something like, if I was a government worker and they said, hey, you know, while we shut down, we're not going to pay you, but you still got to come to work. And I'd be like, yeah, that sounds fair. Yeah, I'll do that. Fuck no. That, you know, that wasn't it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's exactly why when people have these equity meetings and these trainings, and, you know, they have these all, you know, these boards for diversity and trying to figure out, you know, who to serve and what to serve and when to do it, people who are supposed to be represented want to be in those rooms, because you might vote for something that, like, we don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want none of that. That doesn't sound like nothing that's going to benefit us. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I feel like that, to me, that's what I get out of this. Is like, this is like, if somebody ever was wondering, well, you know, why does this person want to be in the room while we talk about the community? It's like, we want to be in the room so you make sure not to pull a fast one on us, you know, so we look up and all of our money is being funneled to here, or you look up and we have a event that's not even what we would dream of having, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the shutdown is really causing a ripple effect. You know, social services is being cut. But at the same time, social services has got to ramp up, because, you know, people need stuff from social services because they ain't got no money to pay their bills. But on the flip side, you know, the services is getting cut. So it's like, you know, a lot of people are volunteering services. Shout out to you if you're in a position, you own your own business and you're giving free lunches and you're doing all that stuff. But, you know, that's kudos. You know, that's what's up, because that's something that you got to show solidarity when bullshit like this happen. You know, and the shutdown is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not here to say what side I'm on. I mean, you probably listen to the podcast. You should know what side I'm on. But I just feel like that was relative when I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, you know what? That's why when we have these discussions about services and things like that, people that we want to represent need to be in the room, you know, because we could fuck up not even really knowing the effect of our fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in meetings where, you know, like, where we try to create plans about a client and the client ain't there, You know, and it's kind of like, well, like, of course they're mad. Of course they're pissed that you set these goals for them. These goals only had nothing to do with their treatment or what they want to be when they get out this facility, you know. And it's the same thing. It's like, why would you put people's salaries on the line? Especially, like, I mean, granted, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, you know, when shit was cheap, you know, you missing a couple of days' work probably wasn't. It probably wasn't a big deal, you know, like especially when you, if you had a farm and you did all, you know, you had all that stuff. But at the same time, fuck, it probably was a big deal because I need my money. You know what I'm saying? Like I just you need to pay me, especially if you go on, if you want me to work at TSA, man. If I was a TSA worker, man, like it wouldn't be no flights. You know what I'm saying? I really would shut shit down. It wouldn't be no flights. It would be fucked up for real. You know what I'm saying? We ain't working like I don't get it. I just don't get that. It's like, you know, like TSA, like you need TSA people to work. You know what I'm saying? Or ain't nobody flying nowhere. You know, but you know, I ain't trying to start no revolution, nothing like that. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, people be hurting out here. And every time I watch the news, there ain't no ending in sight. You know, there just ain't. And it's like, that's just a fucked up way to, you know what I'm saying, to hold somebody's shit in the balance, you know, like over some partisan shit. You know what I'm saying? There ain't even a reason to have this shutdown, you know. But I was just, you know, to bring it back to social work, I was just thinking about, you know, when we have our equity meetings and we have our equality trainings and all this stuff, you know, I always see people confused, like, well, why does it matter that we need to have these, you know, voices in the room? You know, we know what we're doing. We're professionals. But it's like, we can't always trust you to take care of us. You know what I'm saying? Case in point, you know, we just can't. You know, if you're going to have a policy about me, somebody that might feel the pain, you know, like the negative side effect of this policy, needs to be in the room. We need to have our voices heard, you know. Like, I hope this shutdown end, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was fucked up that it happened around Christmas time, and it's in a new year, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's just all fucked up, you know. So, I'm going to take a little break from ranting and raving about the shutdown. Actually, I don't think that was a rant. It was a little bit, but I feel like I made a good point, you know what I'm saying? If you work in social services and you're a person on a board of something and you have a plan for some equity or some shit, make sure the people you want to represent is in the room. If you didn't take nothing away from this, make sure the people you represent are in the room. So it's 2019. We've all had goals. We had resolutions. I hope y'all doing good with those resolutions. I hope you still in the gym. I hope you ain't had no meat yet. I hope you ain't had no drink yet. I hope you ain't smoked yet. You know what I'm saying? If that was your resolution, I hope you ain't done what you ain't supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? It's only the fourth week. You know what I'm saying? You gotta hold it. You gotta hold it down. But one of my goals this year was to kind of put myself out there in a way to where, like, I might have to, you know, be told no, or, you know, get a door slammed in my face, or get denied something, you know, because with doing this podcast, you know what I'm saying, it don't really matter. I could just record it, put it out, and you listen to it or you don't, you know what I'm saying, that's not important. But when you position yourself as, like, okay, I'm a person that provides these services, you know what I'm saying? You got to provide those services. So, you know, I started the new year out. I'm making a website. You know, I'm putting together this plan. I'm trying to really position myself as, you know, a person that provides things for people. You know, once the website is up and running, you'll see what I'm talking about, you know. But that comes with, like, showing up and proving, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta really get into the mindset of, like, okay, so, you know, if I say I could do public speaking, if somebody wants to become a public speak, I gotta actually go public speak. You know what I'm saying? I can't just, like, you know, if they wanna pay me, take their check, but all right, cool, I'll see y'all later. Now I gotta go show up and do that. And I really don't have a problem with public speaking. Like, I've done it, you know, I've done it more as an adult. And it's like, as a kid, I didn't fuck with it. But as an adult, it's like, that's not that bad, you know. But like, I feel like, you know, if, you know, because I do want to do it, you know, as a business. And if I get paid for it, I feel like, shit, now I gotta, now it's pressure. You know what I'm saying? Now I gotta go out there and I gotta really move these people, you know, or my business will be, you know, I won't get good reviews, or, you know, say on the circuit, I won't be known as a good, you know, whatever, whatever. So that kind of stuff, you know, it is nerve wracking. You know, I haven't worked on my website for a few days just because, like, I just don't want to put it out there that I'm open for business, you know, because I just don't want to fuck with that yet. You know what I'm saying? But I know I got to, you know what I'm saying? Like, the other day I wrote, you know, on Instagram that you got to go through it to get to it. You know, there ain't no shortcuts to success. You know, there ain't no easy way. You know, I'm sure, you know what I'm saying, when Kevin Hart first got on stage, you know, or for his first paid gig, or his first gig period, it probably sucked. You know what I'm saying? He had movies that sucked, you know? You know, and just thinking stuff like that is like, man, it's low-key disrespectful for me to think I can just, you know, not have to go through the embarrassing part to really get success. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's part of the journey. That's part of the process. You know, that's part of the, like, you know, when something kicks you and knocks you down, are you going to get back up? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to get back up and be better? Or are you going to decide, all right, well, that wasn't for me? You know what I'm saying? And either way you do it, there's no judgment for me. But it's like, if I really want this, you know what I'm saying, can't nothing really stop me. You know what I'm saying? 2019 is supposed to be, I'm not really harboring any kind of half-ass energy. You know what I'm saying? If I feel like there's something that's half-ass energy that's tacked onto me, I'm cutting it off. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I feel like I'm just in a position where, like, I'm in a zone, I'm in a range. You know what I'm saying? I'm just feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking vibing right now, and I really want to build on that. I really want to build on that consistency. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like in the success journey, you know what I'm saying, you have the moment where, you know, you start, you know, and then you kind of do a few things, you know what I'm saying, then you get consistent. You know, every day, you know, it's like, or every week, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And then you get momentum, you know what I'm saying? And from the momentum, you start to really be in your best. Excuse me. But I feel like right now I'm just in the consistent, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to keep, you know, things keep improving, so I got to keep showing up. I'm not really in a position to, you know, to stop or to slow down, so I got to keep showing up. And then once I transfer to the other, you know, my energy to the other thing, I'm still consistent. I'm still doing this, still doing that, you know. And if maybe at the end of the year, or maybe at the beginning of next year, I'll get that momentum, or maybe it'll be longer, or maybe it'll be shorter. But I'm just, you know, I have a fear of flying, you know what I'm saying? And I really, and I'm just saying it because I'm being honest. But, you know, as I'm saying it, I know that, yeah, it's a fear, but it ain't gonna stop me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do this shit petrified. You know what I'm saying? I might, you know what I'm saying, the first time I might speak to a classroom or something, you know what I'm saying, like, I might be, knees might be shaking and everything, but it just has to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a lot of people don't want the negative backlash. Like, they don't want the negative people, you know what I'm saying, like, that are, they just don't want to hear that, man, that sucked. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, but it's like, you can't get to it with that fear, you know? Like, it's just not feasible, you know? You selling yourself short. You disrespecting legends by thinking you can come in here and just, you know, pick up the skill and fucking run with it and be cold at it, you know what I'm saying? Or just blow up overnight, you know what I'm saying? Nah, like, there was a lot of stuff that we saw that we thought was overnight, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't overnight, you know what I'm saying? People put in work, people put in mad hours, people put in, did this, this, and that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been watching, I've been really, like, just kind of listening to podcasts and watching documentaries and just our people's journey. And every time I learn somebody's new who I thought might have had it easy growing up or something, like, oh, man, they just knew this and this and that. But even, like, even creating stuff, like, I have a new respect for a rich kid that might have been rich, but he grew up to, you know, saying to be successful. Because somebody can give you the bag, Somebody can give you $1 million, you feel me? But if you don't know what to do with that $1 million, if you don't have that work ethic, if you don't have that, you know, that thought of like, well, I still got to grind, you're going to lose $1 million. You know what I'm saying? So even if I see like, it's like this me in this zone, I look at everything different. You know what I'm saying? I look at everything as a process. You know what I'm saying? I look at everybody, I look at everybody and I like, you know, in it, if I don't know a person, I Google them. It's like, well, shit, how did they get to that spot? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, because it's just, it's all relative. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had to start somewhere, you know, nobody just picks up a skyrockets, you know what I'm saying? Like, and if you think you that saucy, you know, off the first time you do something or the second time or, you know, without putting in the work, you're going to get a realization that it ain't that easy. You know what I'm saying? Like when people say blood, sweat, and tears, I never got that until, you know, I really wanted something different for myself, you know what I'm saying? Until I wanted my private practice. And I realized that for it to be something that's sustainable, something I can live off of, you know, it's going to take blood, sweat, and tears. You know what I'm saying? Like literally, you know what I'm saying? Literally probably all three, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully not no blood, you know what I'm saying? Not no literal blood, you know, but, you know, it's going to take some sweat. That's the work, and the tears is the stress, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the thing about it, you know, seeing the blood might be the fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like if you're fighting for what you want, you know what I'm saying? You putting in the work and then you stressing over it because you got to keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? Like success is, man, there ain't really no formula. Well, there is a formula. You got to work. Work is the only formula. You feel me? So, but anyway, I was just, you know, thinking about, you know, my fear of flying, but how I'm about to kill that shit and I'm about to really just, you know, put some work in, more work on my website, buy my domain name, then go live. You know what I'm saying? Like 2019, you know what I'm saying? Like it's time to be like a business person. You know what I'm saying? Write my own checks, cut my own checks. You know what I'm saying? Like in 3 years, I want to be able to pay myself. You know what I'm saying? Because these jobs, yeah, they cool. I ain't mad at them. You know what I'm saying? But they like the work I really want to do, I can't do it with somebody else paying me, you know what I'm saying, to stay somewhere 8 hours a day. I need freedom, you know what I'm saying? I need to be able to move how I want to move, you know? So if you're out there and you just thinking about starting something, just fucking start it, you know what I'm saying? Just do it, you know? I spent so many years not doing it, so many years thinking, why am I in this position? You know what I'm saying? Well, then, you know, now I'm thinking like, well, why can't I do something else? You know what I'm saying? I want to do XYZ. Why can't I do it? You know what I'm saying? Why, you know what I'm saying? Like, why not me? You know what I'm saying? Why can't I dream, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? To do whatever I want to do, you know? So anyway, we'll take a break. I'm going to come back with the diagnosis of the week. And, you know, y'all have a, well, I'll see y'all in a minute. This is the part of the show where I do the diagnosis of the week, where I usually just go, I read it, I open my DSM-5, I look for a diagnosis that might, that might be surprising, or one that could be relatable to, you know, that's pretty common. I know when I was doing, I currently do supervision to get my LCSW, and my supervisor said, you should probably get, you know, familiar with the with the DSM, so I figured this would be a good way to do it. So, this disorder this week is binge eating disorder. Diagnostic criteria: recurrent episodes of binge eating. An episode of binge eating is characterized by both of the following: eating in a discrete period of time, e.g., within any 2 hour period, the amount of food that is definitely larger than most people would eat in a similar period of time under similar circumstances, a lack of self control over eating during the episode, e.g., feeling like one cannot stop eating or control how much one is eating. The binge eating episodes are associated with three or more of the following: eating much more rapidly than normal, eating until uncomfortably full, eating large amounts of food when not feeling physically hungry, eating alone because of the feeling embarrassed of how much one is eating, feeling disgusted with oneself, depressed, or feeling guilty afterwards. Marked distress regarding binge eating is present. The binge eating occurs on an average at least once a week for 3 months. The binge eating is not associated with recurrent use of inappropriate compensatory behavior as in bulimia nervosa and does not occur exclusively during the course of bulimia nervosa or anorexia nervosa. Specify if in partial remission. After full criteria of binge eating disorder we had previously met, binge eating occurs at an average frequency of less than one episode per week for a sustained period of time. In full remission, after criteria for binge eating disorder is previously met, none of the criteria have been met and sustained for a period of time. So, specify current severity. So, of course, they have mild. If you have mild binge eating disorder, you might do 1 or 3 binge eating episodes per week. Moderate is 4 to 7 binge eating episodes per week. Severe is 8 to 13 binge eating episodes per week. Extreme is 14 or more binge eating episodes per week. So, if that stuff sounds familiar to you, I would reach out to your insurance, to somebody. If you got a lot of cash on you, go find somebody, pay somebody cash. You might need to talk to someone, a specialist, a therapist, anybody. I know binge eating. I've seen it on documentaries. I don't know too much about it specifically, but I've seen it takes toll on your health, there's one criteria that I want to challenge. I feel like, as growing up, I felt like I was taught, you gotta eat to be full. I didn't really think it was a criteria of a disorder, but my mom would always say, you eat till you're full, if you're hungry, you eat, but I do know like the binge eating disorder is associated with depression, anxiety, this kind of any kind of major thing in life. I know I was watching this MTV episode of True Life, and this one guy, he had his stomach, he had the lap band surgery, and he would go on these diets, and he would do the diets pretty good, but then when he would get like sad, he would go to like a restaurant and just eat for hours, and he would have like all kind of food, desserts, and everything, and so there's things that trigger it, if you're in that cycle, I would reach out, I would hate to see like life-changing symptoms or life-changing health problems come from, binge eating, like diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, things like that, or even anorexia. I mean, I there's times where like you use binge eating to lose weight. I mean, like, you won't eat for a few days, or you might eat a little bit for a few days, you might work out, you might hit that goal weight. We hit the goal weight, you going in, then you start it all over again. So I would just be careful, make sure you stay healthy, consistently, don't do anything to jeopardize your overall health. Like I said, if those symptoms sound familiar, I would get in contact with somebody, pretty soon, so you can kind of get get some help with it, because, we all need some help a few times, and there's people out there that's willing to help you if you don't feel comfortable with a specialist. Feel comfortable with somebody that that's not going to judge. I know sometimes our family, you confide in them and they want to talk bad about you. So if it's not your family, you got to have a friend. If you don't have a friend or somebody you can find to, that's when you should probably look for a specialist or something like that. But anyway, that was our episode for the week. If you want to find me, I'm on, you can email me. I'm hiphopsocialworker@gmail.com, Twitter, HASocialWork, hiphopsocialworker, pod on, Instagram. I'm on Facebook, hiphopsocialworker. That's pretty much it for the week. If you're looking for a clinician of color, or you're looking to build community with clinicians of color, you can go to c4pdx.com. There's people on there that connect on daily, and there's always somebody to talk to, learn from, somebody to mentor, and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, y'all have a good week, and just take it easy. All right.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.